The phone lines are open on Positive Living. 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We're taking your calls on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everybody. We are back with Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. So happy to be here on TalkZone.com and to bring you the best of the best each week in terms of positive living and making your dreams come true. And today is my consummate guest in that area. My guest is Marcy Shymoff. Her book is Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. She was a featured teacher in the movie and in the book The Secret, which I'm sure you've heard a lot about. She was also the number one New York Times bestselling author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul, Woman's Soul. And she's president and co-founder of The Esteem Group. And also her book is getting tremendous acclaim. Marcy, isn't it number 2 on the New York Times bestselling list?
Debuted at number 2 on New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller list and number 1 on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
That's really incredible. That really shows you how people really want to be happy. Well, welcome back. All right, and folks, give us a call. We have the expert on today about happiness. If you want to be happier in some area of your life, you need a little tweaking, or you have a big question, give us a call, 888-GO-FOR-IT. Okay, Marcy, you interviewed 100 people. You call them the Happy 100. And you asked them, what were the qualities that made them happy? And here's what you have in your book. Having a sense of lightness or buoyancy, feeling alive, vital, and energetic, having a sense of flow and openness, feeling love and compassion for yourself and others, having passion about your life and purpose, feeling gratitude, forgiveness, being at peace with life, and being fully present in the moment. That's what you wrote.
Those are what people who were happy for no reason, how they go through life. And it's so different, I have to say, Patricia, than what I would say the masses of people that I talk to or that we all know. In other words, most of the people that I know are just getting by. You ask them, how are they? Oh, I'm okay. I'm getting by. I'm surviving. Mm-hmm. We are not on this planet to just survive. We are here to thrive. And it is possible. And it's not dependent on our circumstances. In fact, of the people that I interviewed, they were from all different walks of life, all different socioeconomic levels, all different backgrounds, ages. As a matter of fact, the research shows that once you're over the poverty line, no amount of money will make you any happier. In fact, 40% of the people on the Forbes wealthiest list are more depressed than the average American.
That's amazing to me.
You know, we make a mistake to think that when I say that we have two myths in our society. One myth is the myth of more, and that says that the more that I have, the happier I'll be. And it just isn't true. And the second myth is, I'll be happy when. And it's, you know, I'll be happy when I get a raise, or I'll be happy when I get, when I find a husband, or I'll be happy when I lose 20 pounds. And that also isn't true. As a matter of fact, Daniel Gilbert, who's a professor at Harvard and wrote a book called Stumbling on Happiness, which is also a very interesting book on happiness, he says that we have a faulty ability to assess what's going to make us happy in the future. So we think that something's going to make us happy in the future, and it never really it measures up to what we think it's going to happen.
However, though, Marcy, don't you think when you meet the right person, you are happier? When you have more money, you are happy? I mean, life is easier, it's richer. What do you think?
Well, in the case of having more money, no. It is, you're maybe more comfortable. And you may have more.
You're not worrying about paying your bills.
You're not worrying about paying your bills. But as I said, according to the research, once you're over the poverty line, once your basic needs are met, money is not an indicator of happiness.
What about relationship? Now, what about being alone versus being in a partnership with someone you really love?
It has been shown that married men and single women are the happiest.
Say that again. Who are the happiest?
Married men and single women. Married men are the happiest and single women are the happiest.
Great. Single women? And why is that? That seems,
you know,
interesting.
I can't explain that. Because I have to say that when I was in The Secret, I got so many emails and phone calls afterwards from single women saying, how do I use the law of attraction to attract a man into my life?
Okay.
So, and my experience is, you know, my own personal experiences, I was single until I was 41. And I definitely feel that my husband has added a tremendous amount to my life. And I do believe that in the area of relationships that we are deeply impacted by the people around us, that we catch the emotions of the people around us just like we catch their colds. In fact, it's called emotional contagion. Mm-hmm. And it's been said that we become the average of the five people that we spend the most time with.
Oh, now you have to say that again. That is amazing. We become the average?
We become the average of the five people that we spend the most time with. So what I tell people to do is write a list right now of the five people that you spend the most time with. And look at their happiness level. Are they people that you want to, do you want to catch those emotions of those people? They're impacting you very, very deeply. Now, some people are saying, well, you know, one of the people is my son or my daughter, and, you know, I'm not going to not spend time with them. And they're really, really negative. Well, the first thing is that you are also affecting them. So the more that you are raising your happiness set point, the better off they are. So it works both ways.
Well, there's that whole phrase, birds of a feather flock together.
Yes. Yes, and the other one is misery loves company.
But, you know, on the opposite side of that, yes.
You know, misery loves company, but it stays misery with that. So,
Marcy, in all the talks that you do around the country, and you've talked to thousands of people, what do you consistently hear most from people who come up to you after you talk in terms of what's going on in their life or feedback?
Interestingly enough, there are two things that I hear the most, and we've brought them both up so far on this show. And the first one is, I'm okay, but my husband is a total bummer to be around. Or, you know, my coworker or my son or daughter. So it's often a complaint about what do I do about the other people around me. And I actually talk in the book in Happy for No Reason about how to create some boundaries around people who drag you down, who are what I call energy vampires or emotional bullies. And there are some things that you can do. I mean, first of all, you can break the chain reaction of negativity. We have what's called mirror neurons. And in these mirror neurons, what it means is you've noticed perhaps, Patricia, that when people around you are yawning, you yawn. Or when they're laughing,
yes,
you laugh. Or when they're crying, you tend to cry. And that's because of these mirror neurons that cause us to mirror the people around us. Well, you can break the chain reaction to your advantage. So if you're talking to a negative person, don't mimic their behaviors, their body language. Do the opposite of their body language. And what will happen is it'll help relax them. If, for example, they're very angry, you don't mimic their body language, and their body language will tend to soften. Another thing you can do is you can put up an invisible barrier. When you just can't leave and you're being bombarded by toxic emotions, you can put up an invisible wall or shield around yourself that will give you a feeling of emotional protection. And some people imagine white light around them. Some people imagine a wall. And it can help buffer things.
Some people imagine angels around them protecting them.
That's right. That's right. Whatever works for you.
Now, you said there was a second thing that people came up and said to you after you talked.
Well, the second thing is the issue that you brought up about my thoughts, my obsessive thoughts of worry or negativity, and how do I break those? And we've already talked about one of the things you can do is the work by Byron Katie. There are a couple of other things that you can do in that case. There's a process called the Sedona Method that I highly recommend. I can't teach it here on this call, but it can actually be learned quite simply in probably 10 to 15 minutes. And it's a process for allowing yourself to release or let go of your negative thoughts and feelings.
I want to go back to something that you brought up that I thought was profound when we're talking about the Byron Katie method.
Yes.
And when we talk about the behaviors that sometimes we engage in that we want to break, so let's talk about these compulsive things like overeating or smoking, sex or sex with the wrong person, gambling. I'm sure there are many others, but those are the main ones that I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the things you said that you can use with the Byron Katie is that you say, you make the statement, I need to have whatever that addiction is or compulsion, if we want to call it, I need to have this in order to be happy. And what we're trying to do is to show ourselves that we really don't have, we don't have to have that to be happy.
What we're really trying to do is change the old neural pathways. We have these neural pathways in our brain that are just, they're grooves. And we keep going down those same grooves, and that's what addictions are. And what we're trying to do is actually dissolve or right over the old neural pathways and create new neural pathways. And I think it happens through things like Byron Katie's method called the work or the Sedona method, or there's something called the emotional freedom technique. It's also known as a tapping technique where you're tapping various energy meridians, and it can help release those old patterns of thinking with great effect.
And what's that name again for listeners?
It's called the emotional freedom technique. And you can go to a website. It's called EmoFree, EmoFree.com. And it's a brilliant process.
So you're actually touching meridians of your body.
You're tapping various energy meridians, you know, the bridge of your nose, below your eye. There's about 15 spots. And you can go onto the website and see what those are in order to help reprogram your old beliefs, which, you know, you're having an old belief that you need that particular substance in order to feel happier. Now, it's a combination of all of these things. I don't believe that any one of them alone is most effective. I believe that you use a number of things. And, in fact, one of the things for addictions that I am very, very supportive of is coming at it from the angle of the biochemistry. And I interviewed a woman named Julia Roth, who wrote a book called The Mood Cure. And she has a center that specifically deals in addictions. It's called the Recovery Systems, and she talks about how to change the biochemistry, the amino acids that that lead us to addictive behaviors.
All right, now on that note, we're going to take a break. My guest is Marcy Shimoff. Her best-selling book on the New York Times best-selling list and Wall Street Journal is Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out. You can log on to happyfornoreason.com. You're listening to Positive Living. Call us after the break, 888. You're going to call us at 888-GO-FOR, 888-GO-FOR. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.